Hillary Clinton insists it's imperative Boris Johnson mandates vaccine passports in UK. By Kurt Zindulka on October 24, 2021. Failed US presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has called on British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to mandate vaccines and to force companies to fire employees who do not take the jab. Appearing on the BBC's Andrew Marr show on Sunday, Mrs. Clinton advocated strongly for vaccine passports and even mandates, apparently to prevent another government lockdown in the UK. "I do think it is imperative that the Prime Minister do what he can to stop the rise in COVID in the UK. He doesn't need to shut the society down, but he does need to mandate vaccines," she said. Asked to clarify whether she meant mandating vaccine passports for entry to nightclubs and other social settings, Mrs. Clinton said, "Yes," before adding in employers, continuing to claim that bosses should demand vaccination of their staff. Otherwise, the UK may face problems heading into the winter months. "I think you have got to make it clear that we are not going to go back into lockdown. That is not going to happen. But, if you don't get vaccinated, if you don't have proof of vaccination, if you go into a club or a restaurant, and employers don't enforce vaccines, we may see some problems. Here, in the UK, when the weather gets colder and people are forced back inside again," she said. The 73-year-old former Secretary of State has been spending more time in the United Kingdom ahead of the upcoming COP26 climate summit in Scotland. Last month, she drew heckles of war criminal as she was attending an event ushering her in as the first female Chancellor of Queen's University Belfast, in Northern Ireland. The former New York senator, who failed twice to ascend to the presidency, advocated for the UK to take up the stringent controls seen in her adopted home state, noting that all of the big health systems and hospitals in New York have mandated vaccines. Mrs. Clinton unsympathetically referenced an instance in which Northwell Health, the largest healthcare provider in the state of New York, which employs over 76,000 people, fired 1,400 workers earlier this month for failing to get vaccinated against the Chinese coronavirus. Shortly before resigning in disgrace, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., imposed a mandate for all healthcare workers in the state to be vaccinated as a condition of employment, with limited exceptions for those with religious or medical reasons. While the UK had experienced some of the harshest lockdown restrictions in the Western world during the initial year of the Chinese pandemic, England has so far escaped some of the draconian steps taken in Democrat-controlled states such as New York, including the imposition of vaccine passports. Facing substantial resistance from within his own party against the health pass system, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has shied away from enacting the scheme, which has already been put into place by the local devolved governments in Scotland and Wales, in England or nationwide. Despite not implementing vaccine passports, the Prime Minister has openly supported the idea, saying in September that they are a game changer and a lifesaver. To date, the British government has not implemented mandatory vaccines for NHS healthcare staff. However, it has introduced such a diktat for care home workers and is reportedly set on extending the mandate to all frontline NHS employees in the country. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindulka.